Oh, my goodness. I hung out with about 5,000 amazing men and women from all across the United States and around the world, including the Vice President, the First Lady, Oprah, Amy Poehler, Mariska Hargitay, Connie Britton,
Kerry Washington and Shonda Rhimes.
Billie Jean King, Sophia Bush. The list of amazing people goes on and on.
It was the summit, as they say. It was the United State of Women Summit. And this is a big deal, held by the White House, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yes, it was held by the White House. It was the first ever White House summit on the United State of Women. And it was held, actually, by the White House Council on Women and Girls. So this was the first time this has ever been done. And it was really to sort of celebrate the progress that has been made and then to sort of turn the focus towards the future. You know, what's been done, what needs to be done, and what can things look like for the future. I got to tell you that some of the greatest parts of the day were these amazing 11, 12, 13-year-old young girls that were part of the day that do incredible work and advocacy that blew me away. I mean, they just blew me away.
You know, Kim, I looked at some of the video from there yesterday, and I had exactly the same response that you did. The kids make you feel good for the future, don't they?
The kids make me feel amazed for the future. And they're so self-aware, and they're so self-possessed. You know, the young lady who has the lemonade project to save the bees, I've thought a lot about, you know, gosh, I'm worried about the bees, but I've never thought about having a lemonade project to save the bees. Or the Thousand Black Girls book project. These young women are just amazing. And the young woman who introduced the president, oh my gosh.
She was incredible.
I mean,
she
made
was,
you cry.
Oh yeah, she was absolutely, she may have been the highlight of the whole day. Because she was just
so passionate about
what she did, yeah.
I would have a hard time picking a highlight of the day. I will tell you that everybody, we went long because the vice president went long. But that was great because he was wonderful. But everybody was waiting for the First Lady and Oprah and their conversation, and that was about 2 hours past when it was supposed to be. But I got to tell you, Dan, it was worth it. Their conversation was great, and their interaction was great, and what they had to say about women and being in the White House and being the First Lady and defining yourself and what success means and what it means for girls in the future and what that should look like was a great conversation.
What was the best takeaway from that conversation? Because I had a feeling that that was going to be the main star attraction of the whole day yesterday. What was your takeaway from that?
It was funny.
Yeah,
it was funny. But I would say they talked about you really have to know yourself. You know, you can't know what you're supposed to do in life, and you can't know where you're supposed to be in life if you don't know yourself and like yourself. And that really guides your steps. You can't, as you can imagine, those are two people that get picked apart constantly by the rest of the world, and you can't listen to that. And then they just talked about the importance of, you know, your life doesn't really much matter if you aren't spending it making a difference for other people. But that comes first from knowing yourself, because you can't really give that away until you know yourself. So I thought that was great. And then when they just sort of asked men to just be better, the way that they did it very humorously with the men in the room was also really great.
We're talking to Kim Wells. She's the executive director at Corporate Alliance to End Partner Violence. She was part of, not just there as a spectator, but part of the United States of Women's Summit in Washington, D.C. yesterday. About 5,000 people, they estimated, were there. You were also part of one of the breakout groups, weren't you? So you had an active role of being, you know, on the docket, so to speak.
Yeah, I was presenting on domestic violence and violence against women in a presentation called Changing the Culture to End Violence Against Women in a Solutions Seminar, talking about corporate America and how corporate America can change the culture in ending violence against women in domestic violence and sexual assault. So I was super honored, as you can imagine, when the White House emailed me and said, hey, do you want to come and do this? You know, you don't say no.
I guess not.
You say, oh, my gosh. And you say, of course, I'll come. And of course, I'll do that.
That was going to be the next thing that I was going to ask you about is how did the invitation come? And you said it just came by email. I would have thought it.
They always do. Every invitation I have ever gotten from the White House has been by email.
That would.
And I know the email address. It's like when it comes from like FN-EVOP-whatever, something like that. I'm like, I know I need to pay big time attention to that email because it means it's coming from like the Vice President's office or from the White House.
Yeah. Well, you were there with 5,000 other folks. A lot of them, as we say, were celebrities, which we're going to talk about that here in just a second. But if you get a chance, when you got a chance to kind of mingle with everybody there, what's the topic most people are talking about right now across the country?
Orlando. I mean, that's what everybody was talking about. It could not be on our minds. I mean, everybody there, it was ridiculous in a way for me to be presenting to people who were experts in the field. You know, I'm talking to people who know so much more than me. I was so honored to be there because these are the experts from across the country and around the world that were there yesterday. And so much of what we talked about was, you know, violence, and because we talk about violence against women and violence against people, and you couldn't not talk about Orlando, and you couldn't not mourn for people, and you couldn't not talk about how all of this is intertwined. You know, as I think you know from the news, there's indications that the shooter was violent with his first wife.
Mm-hmm.
And all of those things are intertwined, and so that was heavy on everyone's minds and hearts yesterday.
Kim, you were in a room that had a lot of celebrities. Like I said, when they had the speakers, the big time speakers that were there, and we're talking big time. We're talking everybody from let's say a Connie Britton spoke, Kerry Washington, Amy Poehler, the Vice President, who I thought just hit a home run. He is so passionate.
Oh, he always does. He's
yeah.
Sorry.
Well, he actually had something to talk about there, and his passion. You're sitting in the audience, and you're sitting there watching all these people go by. Does it make you feel good? Does it make you feel a little more secure that so many high-profile people are into the same thing that you're into?
It does. I think it lends credence to the fact that these issues matter to people who can give a voice to people who don't have a voice. One of the things the Vice President said, and I don't know if this came out in the media or not, was that they had a picnic for the folks that work for the White House just the day before, and seven of their staff people in the line when the President and he go and greet people had pulled the Vice President aside and said, I want you to know that I've been a victim of sexual assault. Seven of their employees had pulled him aside and told him that just in the line yesterday, the day before. And he just wanted to bring that point to us to say, this is just, in our employee group talking to us, me, at the picnic yesterday, this is all around us. We have to wake up. We have to know that this is true in our community. This is true in our workplace. This is true in our lives. And we have to stand up and make a difference about this. And that was just one example that he gave from the heart because he is so passionate about this issue.
Okay, let's get to the fun stuff of this. We've talked about what this is about, and I know we're going to talk about this again. I'm going to give you the name, and then you tell me your first reaction to them when they spoke, or I'm less concerned about that, but, you know, what they look like. Did you get to rub shoulders with them? Things like that, okay? President Obama.
Gray.
Yeah?
Yeah, you know, I've seen him. I've been with the president a couple of times during his administration, and he's a lot grayer.
Is that a good thing?
I think it happens to every president.
He wears it well, though, doesn't he?
He wears it well, but like he said, I may be grayer, but this is what a feminist looks like.
I love that quote. I saw that online this morning too. Vice President, yep. Vice President Biden.
Funny. Funny man.
Yep. The
kind
first
man, passionate man.
The first lady.
Beautiful. And funny. You know, now that is the first time I've ever seen her in person. And she is beautiful.
Is she tall? And I hate to add, this sounds like such a
statuesque.
This sounds like a Diane Sawyer question, but I get the impression she's a really tall person.
She's a statuesque person, yes.
Okay.
And a regal person. Beautiful.
How about Oprah?
Oprah looked good.
Yeah?
You know, she's doing her Weight Watcher stuff. She looked great.
Okay. Amy Poehler.
Oh, hilarious. Oh, hilarious. And, you know, she, poor Amy Poehler, had to pull the train at the end. I mean, seriously, she made the joke about she was putting change in the meter all day because she was way later than she was supposed to be, but she was hilarious. And she was also inspiring. She was exactly what you would expect Amy Poehler to be.
Yeah.
She was great.
Connie Britton, who's one of my favorites from Nashville. How'd she do? What did you think of her?
Oh, she was passionate. You know, she's very passionate about women's health and wellness issues, and she was very, very passionate. And she's, you're not going to be shocked to know that she's really beautiful in person.
I would believe that, yep. Mariska.
I almost snapped a picture of her, and she was just right by me, but just too many people around her to do it without being like one of those annoying, too up-close people in your face.
Yeah.
She's just really beautiful.
Tall or short? I always wonder this about celebrities.
She's kind of short.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay. Mariska Hargitay?
Oh, she's always great.
Yeah?
She's always great. Yeah, she's always great. I've had the privilege of being with her many times, and she's always great.
Yeah. And Warren Buffett. Did you get to hang out with Warren Buffett?
I didn't hang out with Warren Buffett, but I got to see him speak, and he was very inspirational, and just the stories that he told, I didn't realize he's born in 1930.
Mm.
He, you know, shared that as part of his talking, and he was great.
His battery never runs down either. Every time I've seen him speak, he seems to be the same person with the same energy, the same insight, and you would expect somebody, I would maybe, and wrongly so, somebody who's getting towards the latter part of their 80s to slow down a little bit. He doesn't do that.
Well, and he doesn't think you should. He made a joke about a woman that worked for them, who company that they bought. This is part of the story about women. Who worked for them until she was like 103 and then died when she was 104. And so he made the joke about how he thought people should never retire from working for him because then, you know, they might die. because, you know, so, I mean, he's like an Energizer bunny.
I'll be darned. Who impressed you the most the whole time you were out there? Who did you rub shoulders with? Yeah.
I think it's those young girls, young women. Not just the tween, but the other young women, like the ones that are mentees for the First Lady, the ones that are in Oprah's school, the other young women that we were around yesterday, just so inspirational, so energized me. I am, you know, it was a long day yesterday. But you could not help but just be energized.
Yeah. When you came back home, when you get back home, and you're in route right now to being back home, and you're on the plane, you're starting to think about the one or two things that you took home with you, other than the girls that you saw, of course, what message are you going to bring back home to Bloomington?
I think that there's a lot of hope in the young people. And I know it's true in our community, but I think it just inspires me more to think of ways that we can reach and touch the young women in our community, to just really see them as change agents in so many ways that I haven't probably thought about before, because I was just so incredibly inspired by them. I just really have to think about ways that I can more engage in that in our community.